Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So imagine a large warehouse.
Okay,
hold on,
give me a moment.
Okay.
I'm thinking
industrial building, you know, hundreds and hundreds of yards wide, highest of ceilings that you can think of.
And now, football field size?
Football field size. Massive. Right. And now in
what's
this.
What's it built from?
Industrial material. I don't know.
Industry.
Aluminum. Yes. Industry.
Wood? Is that wood?
So in this.
Aluminum.
Now imagine.
Aluminum.
Okay. Hold on. I'm imagining. Okay. I'm going to get this
picture. Picture it.
I'm picturing it.
Okay.
This is a big building.
This is a very big building.
Okay. Got it.
Now picture the shelvings. Shelves.
Okay. Give me a second.
Wall to wall. Okay. Ceiling to ceiling.
All right.
All right. And then as you look in this building, there's just a worker just diligently
in this big building,
diligently just stocking shelves. As you look at him and you come close to him, you see him, he's got loaves of bread and he's just faithfully just one at a time.
Doing what? One at a time?
He's stocking the shelves of loaves of bread.
Oh, he's putting the bread on the shelves.
He's putting the loaves on the bread, right? So think about this.
The loaves on the bread or on the shelves?
I'm sorry.
Shelf of the bread.
Thank you. He's putting the bread on the shelves.
He's going to smush the bread.
Oh, my goodness.
I cannot stand smush bread. So
I'm just going to start interrupting his stories. I'm going to just see him crash.
I love it. I'm in this big building. I'm with you.
You're in a
football-sized building with lots of shelves.
You're in this massive building.
From the floor to the top.
Yes.
The bread's not smushed because the bread's on the shelf.
Yes. The bread is being placed individually on the shelves. Right.
By the slice.
Think about this.
Okay, go ahead.
Amidst all the things, there's things going on outside this warehouse. But it's just like, this man, he's just so diligent in what he's doing, right? But you think about it in the fact of just like, as you're beginning talking to him, you find out that the whole reason why he's doing this is that he knows one day there's going to be a demand for this bread.
He's like a librarian of bread.
Yes.
He's like putting bookshelves
That's
on
one way to put it. Yes, I'm sure that could be applicable.
Does it have to be quiet? And
no, it doesn't. He could be having music, whatever.
Right.
But you look at it, and as you're talking to this guy, you come to find out that he knows that there is going to be such a demand for bread that man, woman, child, small, great, rich, and poor, they are going to come and burst through the doors of this warehouse.
Is he holding the bread back
simply
from anybody? I mean, can
no.
you get in there anytime you want to?
Can we please hold questions till
okay.
the end? Hold all your questions to the end. Thank you. But you think about it. And you think about it. He knows.
I'm not going to say nothing.
That all these shelves are then going to be filled with bread. But then even what blows your mind even more is as you go and you grab a piece of bread, what looked like originally one piece of bread, there's still plenty more there to grab. An unlimited supply. You can grab and grab and grab all you want, but there's still bread to grab.
Yes.
And what blows your mind as you look at it, and it's just like, amidst all the distractions that are going outside of this warehouse, this guy is so determined, I've got to fill these shelves. There's people coming.
It's like putting stuff in a storehouse.
Yes.
Like bread, bringing bread to the
Yes.
It's okay for me to say that?
Yes, you can say
it's like
that.
I feel like bringing bread to the storehouse.
Yes.
Wow, I like that.
Yes.
I like that.
And you, as you're talking to this man,
does
he
bread
understands.
Get moldy? I mean,
no, it does not get
this
moldy.
Bread.
It doesn't matter how long it sits there. It doesn't get moldy. It's like, how awesome is that? So as you're talking to this guy,
you're basically saying that people are going to get hungry.
They're going to get very hungry, so much so that they're going to rush the doors and all the shelves. And imagine that once empty warehouse is now full of people. But you're talking to this guy, and he understands that there's a demand. There's a need bigger than himself, and he's got to stock the shelves.
So it's not about the stocker at all.
No, no.
It's not even about the bread.
No.
It's about the one who's going to eat it.
Yes. So as you think about this, and it's just like, all right, where are we going with this? What are we talking about? You think about this.
I didn't want to ask the question.
You think about this. Okay, the warehouse. What are we talking about? And it's just like, go to the torch.
Oh, yeah. 500,000 people have already eaten.
Amen. Man. Yes. Wow. Go to VFNTV.
Wow, 500,000 folks.
You look at this.
That's powerful.
That's huge.
A loaf of bread, one single segment.
Yeah.
One single post.
Yes.
One single episode. You look at the workers those that are sowing, those that are giving, the partners, the sponsors, those that are listening,
stocking the shelves.
Hey, you've got to listen to this app. I just downloaded this app. You got to come check this out. Who are these crowds that are going to be bursting down these doors, rushing the stocks? That's the harvest.
Right.
Jesus says, pray to the Lord of the harvest. Mm-hmm. He says, the workers are few. Pray for workers. What's going on outside the harvest? That's the world.
Right.
There's so many distractions, things that seek to keep us from sharing the bread of life. I just want to encourage, if you have, is this the first time you're listening? I encourage you to get into, just dive into the torch. Run to the shelves, pull as many loaves of bread as you want. And you know what? There's still going to be bread to pull. But think about this. If you are sowing, if you are sharing the torch, if you're posting on Facebook, if you're posting on others, telling other people about it, even when you're sleeping, people are still eating that bread. People are still rushing those shelves, even when you're not even thinking about it. They're downloading the app. Nations are listening. People are scrolling through the torch right now because you were faithful to give them a piece of bread. They're listening to the audios. They're reading through content and articles. They're empowered. They're strengthened. Their faith is being risen. When you look about this, Jesus says in Matthew 6, he says, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moths destroy, where thieves break in and steal. He says, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moths do not destroy and where thieves do not break in. You think about this. Jesus talks about the prodigal son when he comes back, and Jesus shares a couple stories as far as, like, you know, does someone not look after the 99 sheep? But when the one comes back, there's a celebration.
Right.
How great is the celebration in heaven when one sinner repents and says, I want to know Jesus.
I want bread.
I want the bread of life.
What if they weren't stocking the shelves? There would be no bread.
Exactly. Mm. If there was no bread to eat. But because they said yes, how much greater is it when that one person is continually spending time with Jesus, praising his name? You think about the throne room of God, the presence of God, the 24 elders, the four heavenly creatures, all the heavenly host. They're glorifying God. When you're witnessing to someone and they decide to say yes to Jesus, you're adding to that glory, because someone was just added to that moment saying, I want to praise God. That gives glory to God. Revelation 19, it says, then a voice came from the throne saying, praise our God, all you servants, you who fear him, both small and great. He says, then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like a roar of rushing waters, loud peals of thunder. He says, hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad to give him glory.
Awesome.
That's giving God glory.
Yeah.
And it's just like, there is a celebration that God and all of heaven has when we're glorifying God, when we're leading people to Christ. Jesus says in John 6, he says, very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God, for the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to this world. Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never go thirsty. If you are sponsoring, if you are partnering with VFN TV, I want to encourage you, this is what you are doing, providing bread to the nations. And I want to encourage you, if you have not yet, get into that warehouse, into that storehouse of the torch, and share the bread of Jesus with all the nations.
Yeah, and join over 500 million so far that have come in. And
amen.
The harvest is reported, according to so many words, a billion souls, amen, being saved. And it's going to take bread to nourish you.
Amen.
And make sure you go to the VFN Torch. You can get to it by going to VFNTV.com. And VFN Torch is right there. We have over 3,500
almost
and growing,
yeah, yeah,
segments for you. Bread. Get it. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com.
Don't forget about our VFNTV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.